Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the ninth day in the eighth month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Her original name was Edith Stein, and she was raised in a devout Jewish family, but in her young teenage years, she abandoned her faith. However, she was a very bright student and eventually in her early 20s came across an autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, and it changed her life profoundly. She said simply, "This is truth." She converted to Catholicism, eventually joining the Carmelites, and took the name Teresa after the saint who inspired her. But she lived at a very dangerous time in Nazi Germany, when Jews were being rounded up and sent to gas chambers to be executed. Because of her Jewish upbringing, her superiors moved her to a convent in the Netherlands. But in 1940, the Nazis invaded the Netherlands, and when the Dutch bishops condemned the oppression of the Jews, the Nazis retaliated by rounding up all Catholic converts from Judaism, including St. Teresa Benedicta and her sister Rosa, who had also converted to the faith. A week later, they were executed. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross reminds us how to courageously live our faith even when it's hard, even when it costs us our lives. As Psalm 116 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Before she died amidst the danger, St. Teresa Benedicta said of her possible martyrdom, "Certainly we ought to pray that we shall be spared the experience, but only with the deeply sincere addition, 'Not mine, but thy will be done.'" What a great way to end every prayer request. And that brings us to our next Dragons in the Parables episode. This week's episode is titled Be Prepared, based on the gospel reading you will hear this weekend at Mass from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 48. Let's listen to the parable that Jesus tells and see if any dragons jump out at you. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants who the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall only be beaten lightly. Much will be required of a person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Now there seems to be a lot going on in this parable and Jesus' explaining of the parable to the disciples. As with all parables, Jesus is trying to teach us a lesson using a story instead of directly giving us answers. So it's up to us to unpack the story and figure out what it teaches. For me, this story reminds me of when I was younger and my parents would go out for the evening. They would give instructions to me and my brothers before they left to make sure we stayed out of trouble and took care of my little brother. Now, I have two older brothers and one younger brother, so in the early years, I was the younger brother being watched by my older brothers. But when I got closer to my teenage years, I became one of the older brothers who was in charge of my younger brother. The goal was to make sure the house was clean by the time Mom and Dad got home, and make sure our brother was still alive without any visible signs of wounds or neglect. But the problem was, we never knew for sure when Mom and Dad would get home. That's kind of what's happening in the parable. Jesus says there are servants who are awaiting their master's return from a wedding. For those servants who are prepared and await the return of their master with joy and anticipation and do a good job taking care of his property, there will be great rewards, and the master will put them in charge of more property. For those servants who take advantage of the master's absence by beating the other servants and eating and drinking all the master's food and drinks, they will be punished severely. So when my mom and dad put us older brothers in charge of our little brother and went out for the evening, we had a choice to make. We could be great dragon slayers by cleaning the house, thus slaying the yellow dragon of sloth, playing nicely with our baby brother, thus slaying the blue dragon of wrath, and share toys and healthy food with each other in the proper proportions, thus slaying the green dragon of greed and the indigo dragon of gluttony. Or we could listen to dragons, and as the parable says, beat the other servants, thus losing to the blue dragon of wrath. We could destroy the house by playing our own rough and tumble games and not cleaning up after ourselves, thus losing to the yellow dragon of sloth and the red dragon of pride, and feast on all food and pop in the house, thus losing to the indigo dragon of gluttony. I have to admit, sometimes older brothers aren't always the best babysitters. I remember one time in particular that we thought our parents wouldn't be home for a long time. To keep our little brother quiet, we strapped him in his high chair and kept feeding him an endless supply of raisins, because we didn't like raisins and we didn't want to waste any of the good food on him. Then we raided the fridge and the snack cupboard, after which we decided to play a game of goal line stand, where we throw all the couch cushions and pillows and blankets onto the living room floor in one big heap. Then two brothers are the defensive linemen and one person is the running back. And the running back has to try to get across the goal line before getting pummeled by the defensive lineman. I was just about to make an epic goal line dive across the defensive line when my parents walked in the door earlier than we expected. There were empty pop cans and potato chip bags all over the kitchen counter, raisins all over the kitchen floor, my baby brother was screaming in his high chair, and we were crouched on the floor, hair askew, minor cuts and bruises, all of us panting out of breath in the midst of a chaotic mess. Needless to say, we were like the servants who got in deep trouble in the parable. We weren't ready for the master's return. But as dragon slayers, we should always be ready for the master's return. At the end of the story, Jesus tells his disciples that much will be required of the person entrusted with much. Dear squires, we have been entrusted with much. We have been entrusted with the fullness of the Catholic faith. We have the stories of the legendary slayers of ages past and their powerful witness and intercession. We have the Holy Bible to guide us on the narrow path. We have the sacraments and all their sanctifying grace. We have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We have each other and the greatest family in the universe. And God sends us out into the world on a great adventure to take care of his people, to prepare for the coming kingdom, to seek treasure in heaven, and to joyfully witness to our faith, even when it's hard. My challenge this week? Don't wait until you are older to start being a dragon slayer. Now is your time. Be ready for the master's return. Don't be like me and my brothers as babysitters, totally unprepared for the return of our parents. Stay awake, strive for greatness, live life to the full, and slay dragons. Your reward will be great in heaven, and your life will be filled with passion and purpose. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. I'm going to be honest, I don't have a resource for you this week. I don't like to make excuses, but someone under the influence of the Green Dragon of Greed broke into my account and stole money. Twice, actually. Yes, it's been a bad week, but God always has a way of bringing good out of evil, so let's take a moment to pray for this person and their conversion, and that maybe one day they would read the Green Dragon of Greed book and learn to be generous instead of being greedy. And with that in mind, I'm going to have you listen to our brand new Green Dragon Battle Cry song. You're going to love it. And thanks for your prayers for me and for the criminal. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
Beware of the dragon, all dressed in green.